Welcome to another late night with me, Patrick Moore. Our first tale tonight is called Peep Show and is written by Nick Walker. Part 1. Mr. and Mrs. Edison ran a booth on the station platform. Outside the booth was a billboard. It was Tuesday, so it read, Magic and Illusion. Chains cannot hold him. Mr. Edison gives you a demonstration of the art of escapology. First Tuesday in the month. Escape from the terrifying watery prison. A man with oiled hair found the booth curious. He had 3 minutes to spare for his train, so he entered and deposited £2 in the slot. A sign was illuminated. Enjoy the show, it said. A timer started, and the viewing hatch was winched open. The customer's eyes widened, quite rightly. It was a spectacular sight. Mr. Edison was tightly shackled. Chains and padlocks covered his body. His moustache was waxed. He was spotlit, and Wagner played on a record player. There would have been a watery prison too, but Mr. Edison had only one lung, and he ditched the idea. Sir, said Mr. Edison, you see, I am chained from head to foot. The padlocks are secure, and I can barely breathe. Wagner crescendo. Mrs. Edison worked the favours. If I have not freed myself from these bonds before the thing hatch closes, he said, you'll win a cash prize. How much? Said the customer. A significant amount, said Mrs. Edison. Be specific, said the customer. Enough to cause me financial ruin, said Mrs. Edison. Now please don't talk to me. It's very distracting. The customer figured it probably wouldn't take that much to financially ruin someone who had a booth on the station platform, but he kept his mouth shut. Mr. Edison said that because the act was so dangerous, he'd exchanged a farewell kiss with his wife, just in case he never saw her again. At that point, Mrs. Edison stepped forward. She played the moment well. There was a tear in her eye, a falter in her step. She sighed and clutched her bosom. She brought her trembling lips towards her husband's. Stop, said the customer. The kiss was paused. The Edisons peered at the man. I believe that Mrs. Edison is going to pass the key to Mr. Edison during the kiss. It's a well-documented sleight of hand. The Edisons were shocked. An unmasking, they thought. Here, in our booth. The customer demanded to kiss Mrs. Edison himself, in order to verify that no such sleight of hand was taking place. Mr. Edison said it was out of the question. I don't mind, said his wife. Well, I damn well mind, said Mr. Edison. But his wife didn't seem to damn well mind at all, and she put her lips to the hatch. The customer with the oiled hair put his lips to the hatch too, and they kissed. His tongue reached in. He sought out the key. He explored her mouth. Mrs. Edison made tiny little noises. Stop that, said Mr. Edison. But they didn't stop. They kissed and kissed and kissed. Mr. Edison sweated in his straitjacket. Haven't you found it yet? Asked Mr. Edison, thinking the customer had had quite long enough. His wife was making little squeals. She seemed to be trying to find a key in the customer's mouth, too. Wagner soared. The customer moaned. Damn you both, said Mr. Edison, and kicked the booth wall, and called the customer a little runt. The customer was feeding on Mrs. Edison. It was more than a kiss now. It was something else, something primal. They sucked the life out of each other. Mr. Edison had had enough. He knocked the timer over and stamped on it. The hatch door closed with a slam. Mrs. Edison had to jump back before her lips were cut off. That's enough. Show's over, shouted Mr. Edison. The customer clapped enthusiastically and exited the booth. He left £10 on the seat. Mrs. Edison dabbed her mouth with a handkerchief. Mr. Edison struggled impotently in his chains. You swallowed the key, haven't you? You stupid, stupid woman. Mrs. Edison nodded, but said she did it to preserve the integrity of the act. The customer's tongue had been like a worn eel, and the key had no hiding place. Mr. Edison told her to vomit immediately, but she couldn't. She still had the taste of the oily gentleman in her mouth, and she hadn't felt less sick in all her life.